This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I am Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, I'm a little nervous.
Why is that?
Seems like your dog's up to some tricks.
Yeah, we're recording at my place this week. And yeah, my dog's, she just stuffed one of her beds inside like a cave shell other bed.
Let me ask you this, Tom.
Uh-huh.
Why does your dog have so many beds? Was she, is this a Princess and the Pea situation?
A little bit. You know what? People know that she likes to play with like pillows and beds. Like she wrestles with them and builds forts and stuff. So then people are always giving me dog beds.
Wait, who's giving you dog beds?
I mean, mostly just my mom.
Yeah.
And my mom's dog's got a ton of beds. So, you know, that's where she learned it from.
She should buy your mom, if she's listening. How are you, Mrs.
She doesn't listen.
Nice. She tells you she doesn't, but she tells me differently whenever I see her. She's like, I really like how you put my little Tommy in its place on the show.
I really like how you razz him.
Yeah. We all think it's sad that he's in his mid-30s and he talks this much about video games and superhero movies. So we like that you mock him relentlessly for it. I think she should buy maybe a cage for Ginger.
I don't think this dog would like a cage.
Yeah. She roams around, and it looks like she's got, like, she's just looking for something to...
Yeah, she's looking for trouble.
Yeah, something to spoil.
She's always knocking things over. She's going to knock over your beer pretty soon.
Oh, this is just great. How are you this week, Tom?
I'm good, Tim. I had a very strange dream last night. I know how you always like hearing about dreams.
I like hearing about dreams. I like the one thing that I'm very... impressed that Ginger has done. You took her collar harness thing off of her because it jingles and she was walking around because she can't just friggin' sit still for 5 seconds. And normally that's enough. She walks around, it's fine. She usually gets tangled up in wires or something. But now she's taken that harness. She's figured out she can make noise with it just by dragging it around.
Yeah, just by taking it in her mouth and bringing it back over.
Yes.
Anyway.
Well done, Ginger. The dog. So, anyway, you had a dream. I love to hear about dreams.
Here's what's weird. My behavior in this dream was very strange.
Not weird.
I forget the circumstances, but I was somewhere with, like, friends or whatever, and a package came for me, and it was...
this sounds like... Well, except for the being out with friends part. It sounds like real life. You're always getting packages.
In the package was a bronze and silver Olympic medal.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And they tend to give that to you at the event.
Yes. But, like, you know how...
Are these secondhand? Did you buy these
hot? You know how, though, like if you win an Oscar...
Mm-hmm.
They hand it to you, but then they take it back because they have to like engrave it for you.
Yeah, but they don't engrave.
They don't engrave
medals.
The medals,
or maybe they do. I don't know.
I don't think they do. Like
that
you
would
get
be
it.
A nice thing for them to do. I know, like back in the day, probably took a lot of time to engrave things.
Yeah, but
nowadays they have. You had a Chinese laser that
could
engrave things. You should contact the International
See
Olympic
if I could
Committee.
Be the official vendor.
Yeah.
An official engraver.
And you could just get one of those laser engravers that you bought years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You just bring it to wherever that, Brazil. You know, okay, I'll fly this in. It'll be expensive to fly your machine in.
Yeah.
But then as they're walking
but
off,
I,
they're just
I
what's
guarantee
your name?
You, I'll do it cheaper than a local vendor.
Yeah. The last thing you want to do when you're holding an event is support small businesses.
No. Fly some Americans in. Give them a shot.
Sorry, okay.
So I got these medals, and now I was just as confused as I would have been in real life as to why this was happening, why I got these. But what was different than how I would have reacted in real life was in my dream, I lied to everyone and said they were mine, that I won them, and I forgot.
See, I don't think that's far off from what you would have done in real life. I think if you got your hands on some Olympic medals,
I told people that
you'd try to get somebody with that, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, probably
strangers, maybe not your friends.
In my dream, I told people that the reason why I hadn't told them about it was because I didn't stick around for the Olympic results because I wanted it to be a surprise if I won or not.
Plausible.
Yeah.
I mean, what event did you say?
I don't think I specified. I think I was
trying. That'd be my first question. If you were like, these are my Olympic medals, I'd be like, what did you win? For what sports?
In my head, it was for like an individual sport because I had two of them.
Right.
So like a track and field or swimming, something like that. As a team sport, then I would only have one medal.
Right.
In all likelihood.
Unless I don't know. You could have, do they do, like, basketball
and then MVP?
Like, horse? Like, the basketball players all play horse? Man, that would be, in the Rock and Jock Olympics, I think horse would be right up
there,
right?
I did see that the next Olympics, apparently, they're going to have 3-on-3 basketball.
Yeah, that doesn't, I don't know. I'd like to see 7-on-7 basketball, if anything.
Yeah, stack the court.
Yeah.
And throw in a few extra balls, too.
Yeah. And more cheerleaders, right?
Yeah, well, that goes without saying. More players, more cheerleaders. They got to do it.
Hey, the only reason I go to any sports is for the cheerleaders.
So, yeah, I thought that was unusual that I lied in my dream.
Yeah, but that just shows that you're a wily person in general.
No.
Like, you're untrustworthy. If you're lying in dreams, the one place where you don't need to be lying.
I literally woke up, and the first thing I thought was, why did I lie about that? Why did I make up a whole convoluted, I didn't want to look at the results. That's why I didn't know. I wanted to be surprised.
Were your dimwit friends in the dream fooled by this?
Tim, you were probably one of the dimwits.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah.
And I like to think, I had that same dream, Tom, and I just remember sitting there thinking, man, this guy's full of beans.
This guy's full of shit. I'm not going to say anything. Yeah. I don't want to ruin this for him.
This is a big day, and I know he's...
But I'm going to pull him aside later and say, look, between you and me, I know you didn't win those two
Tom, I bet
Olympic medals.
You could get a facsimile of an Olympic medal, and then just go out to a bar. I know you like to trick women into kissing you. So you could go out there and you could be like, hey, it's a bronze medal I won. Check it out. I won. I was on like the rowing team. Like, I know we in our hometown, there was a guy who won like a silver or bronze medal for rowing.
Silver for rowing.
Yeah. He was like, I'm one of these guys that rowed a boat. You haven't heard of me, but look, I won this thing.
Yeah.
Like, you could say that and people would, like, I don't even think they'd bother looking it up because they'd be like, who would lie about winning a bronze medal for rowing being one of 8 guys rowing a boat?
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Like, sure, I'll kiss him, and then you'll get kissed.
Yeah, well, it's not a bad plan.
Yeah.
Almost foolproof. Another thing that I was thinking about this week, I think it was a...
Nobody trick anybody into kissing them, unless it's, like, your principal or something.
What? No, don't do that either.
I don't know. I think, like, if Zach... tricked Mr. Belding into
kissing. You're encouraging minors to trick adults into kissing them now?
If it's funny.
I also had a dream that night. For some reason afterwards, because it was like, then everybody was in like a really good mood because now they're hanging out with an Olympic medalist.
Yeah, yeah.
We did that thing where you go to the beach and you release like Chinese lanterns.
Oh, I've done that.
You've done that?
I did it at somebody's wedding one time. It was great. Tom, my lantern went the furthest.
Here's what I don't understand. isn't that the most dangerous thing you could ever imagine doing?
We did it from a wooded area, too, like on the banks of a lake.
We did it from the oily rags district.
Yeah. Oh, Tom, yeah. Take that experience out of the dream world. Do it in the real world. You don't even have to pretend to be an Olympian to do it.
You weren't nervous. Like, all I would think is, nervous. I'm going to burn the entire forest down. I'm going to burn the world down with this lantern.
I was nervous, but I was one of, like, 30 people doing it. I was drunk. Uh-huh. It was after a wedding. It was in Massachusetts. I was never going back there again. If I burned down that state.
You're never going back to Massachusetts? Tim, you just got engaged, and that's where your fiance's from.
Yeah, yeah, but, like, if I started a big fire there that caused some damage... Yeah, I'm fine not going back to Massachusetts.
Yeah, and how far did the statutes reach? Yeah. We can't get him. In New York.
It depends on how bad the fire is. Like, look, I wasn't going to get caught, Tom. Uh-huh. Right? There's 30 lanterns. Prove one of them. Prove
you
that
were
was
just
mine.
Bragging that yours went the furthest.
Yeah, right into that old farmhouse.
So, obviously, there was some way.
Right, it was going right over the hill to the orphanage.
Also, you're bragging about it like you had anything to do with how far your lantern went.
Look,
I stuck a little kerosene in with me, as I usually do to weddings.
Because I was actually very scared that mine would get caught in the trees right there. Yeah, and
that yours would go like 10 feet and set the tree next to you on fire.
Yeah, exactly. So when it actually cleared the trees and kept going, mm-hmm. I was like, I was keeping a close eye on it. I was like, oh, and I was like, oh, that's really good. And then I think I started as a bit like, man, I'm way better at this than all you. And they were all strangers. I didn't know anybody at this wedding except for my girlfriend.
Tim, this is 100% how you would have gotten caught. We would have never noticed except some asshole who I don't think he even knew anyone. He was just there with his girlfriend, started bragging.
Yeah, it was a bit about because I was aware that no, all you do is light the thing and let go. Of course, it doesn't matter. But I was like, I'm really good at this. Oh, man, where's yours? Oh, that sucks. You suck at this. But then, I got, this is how I know bullying must be so powerful. You must feel so powerful because, the more I started, ragging on people for their lanterns not going as far as mine, the more I was like, I bought into the whole thing. And I was like, I am good at this. I do deserve some recognition.
Yeah.
My lantern went so far. Yours are dying right here in the trees.
None of these pipsqueaks will give it to me.
Yeah, so I had to be pulled away while screaming.
So what eventually happens with these paper lanterns?
I don't know. Mine, crossed
what happened
over
ever...
the horizon.
It's still going, I assume.
Yeah.
What happened to everybody else's?
I mean, a lot of them hit trees and fell into the lake.
Okay.
Some, I think, just lost steam and fell. Mine, I assume, to space.
Steam powered, so that's how it floats.
Yeah, it was a steampunk wedding.
Oh.
Remember when I had to borrow your top hat with the clock
in
it?
Yeah, the top hat with the big clock on it.
Yeah, that's what it was for that wedding.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I thought it was just for, a weekend out.
No. It was for a steampunk wedding where I beat everybody at lantern lighting.
And then bullied all the steampunks.
Yeah, I pushed the groom into the water and tried to claim his wife for my own.
All right, Tim. We're talking this week about gardening.
Gardening.
Gardening. The act of being in the garden.
Not just being in the garden, Tom.
Doing in the garden.
Doing gardening. Gardening, Webster's dictionary defines gardening as doing gardening in a garden.
Yeah. Have you ever gardened?
Can't say that I've gotten my hands very dirty in the garden. Here's what I've done.
Okay.
I've done some weeding.
All right.
Pulling up weeds.
Yeah.
Weeds are bad for your garden. That's tip number one. Number two, what I've done,
mm-hmm.
I think I've maybe picked some things out of my mother's garden when she was like, can you go get me a tomato? I'd be like, yeah, I'm on it. and I'd take it.
You're like, I could go to the store like an idiot, or I could just go outside and get one of these.
Yeah. And that's about the extent of it. You?
Yeah.
Well, you do a lot of hydroponic gardening because you grow illegal drugs.
Poppy plants.
Poppy plants. Wow. Yeah. I had no idea the extent of this.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's an awful lot of work.
Wow.
No, when I was a kid, my parents were really into gardening, and they always made me help, which I hated, and I would always argue about it.
You didn't like getting back to the land?
No. And in my mind, I was like, guys, this is your hobby. if there are parts of it you don't want to do, that's not my problem.
Yeah. My hobby is playing my Sega Genesis and TurboGrafx-16, yeah, which I inexplicably have both of.
Well, I won the TurboGrafx, Tim.
Sure. You claim that you won the TurboGrafx-16.
I won two TurboGrafx-16.
From the newspaper. I contacted the newspaper. They never ran such a promotion.
Like, nobody who worked there is there anymore.
It's probably true.
Yeah. You're going to have to go way back. You're going to have to talk to Bob Woodward to get somebody who remembers that TurboGrafx-16 contest. Yeah, so I would be made to help with the gardening, it was mostly weeding. Sometimes I got to do some tilling, and the tilling I didn't mind.
Tilling's
fun.
What is that? You take the thing, the rolling thing?
Yeah, the roller.
What does that do? So it...
That's aerating the soil, and it's turning the soil.
Okay.
Because, you know, the soil's got nutrients in it, Tim, but if you keep planting plants in the same soil... suck all those nutrients out.
Yeah, it's kind of gross when you think about how food mm-hmm. grows out of our waste.
Poop.
And then we consume it, and then we turn it back into waste.
Yes.
And, like, the nutrients just go back and forth, right?
Yeah.
From, like, the soil.
So who even needs them?
Yeah, I feel like, why don't we just...
come to an agreement with the plants?
Come to an agreement with the... There's got to be a more efficient way, right? Like, for the world to work, like, there are these nutrients that we need to survive,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we get something out of the ground that gets them. It's the circle of life, Tom.
Yeah.
And then it goes in our body, and then our body's like, we're done with this, and shits them out. And then we shit them out, and then the plants are like, we'll eat that poop.
We'll eat
the nutrients out of the poop, and then they grow, and then we eat them. And it's just like, guys, can't we just always, what?
You know that you don't shit out all the nutrients you eat.
No, but, you know, you don't, but then, like, bodies decompose, and those go back into the, like,
that's true.
You know, like, that's how... That's what the soil's made of, man. It's all everything decomposed.
It's all people.
Yeah. It's all dead bodies. It's my understanding.
It really makes you think.
Yeah.
At some point it will be, right?
I don't think so. Unless, like, you're one of those people that, like, eats boats and stuff and everybody becomes it.
Wait, what? People that eat boats?
You know these people that, like...
Giants?
No, they're, like, people
you
that
know,
will,
these
like,
sea giants.
Methodically, like, eat things that shouldn't be eaten.
Oh, like a bicycle or something.
Yeah, or a boat.
I don't think anybody's ever eaten a boat.
Somebody's eaten a submarine sandwich.
Tim... Nobody's ever eaten a boat.
Jared, the
Jared the submarine. Jared from Subway has
Subway
not
pervert.
Eaten a boat. That's
ate
why they put him in jail. He wouldn't stop eating boats.
If only that was his crime.
Yeah, you can't eat a boat. Boats are made out of either wood or fiberglass.
Yeah, people eat it.
People don't eat fiber. You can't eat fiberglass.
People do, Tom.
No.
Tell that to the sick freak eating a boat.
No, that guy ate a train. And he's eating some cars, I think.
All right. Well, what I'm saying is everything's going to decompose on a long enough timeline.
What an idiot. What kind of moron eats a car?
That's what I'm saying.
Also, does
Tom, it... what the hell? How is it so different from you saying eating a car from me saying eating a boat?
Because it's metal.
Boats are metal.
Boats have metal, but a ship is metal.
All right, that's when a ship is a
boat. Oh, what, he's going to eat a battleship? Oh, tell a man who is a captain that a ship is a boat.
Yeah.
And he'll make you walk the plank.
I'm so angry right now.
Anyway, so your point was that
I guess the circle of life, or mm-hmm. like the way that...
excluding men who eat vehicles.
Yeah, no, but my point is, it's ripe for disruption. We can find a way that we could cut gardening out of this, probably.
And just...
We need to get Silicon Valley on that, right? Don't you want them controlling our
nutrients?
Yeah.
I mean, you can just eat, you can get your nutrients out of a pill or something, but it's not going to be as good.
Yeah, it's not going to be as tasty.
Yeah.
As hothouse corn.
Right from the garden.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that... My experience gardening has been mostly as a kid. Although, when we were roommates years ago, I bought one of those hanging tomato plants.
Oh, yeah. It was like an indoor jobby, right?
It was outdoor. Oh. I think you could do it indoor if you wanted, but outdoor was better.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like a big... It was basically like a dirt bag. a bag of dirt.
Yeah, right, right, right.
That vines would grow out of upside down.
Yeah.
And it took weeks and weeks before I finally got like some little tomatoes, and then they were getting bigger and bigger. And then the day that they would have been big enough, I went out to get them, and there was a squirrel eating my tomato, and I was so
mad.
Wait,
there was just one tomato?
Yeah, it didn't work that well. And there was only like one real viable tomato. Like there were others, but it was like, those are going to take a while to ripe.
How long do you think that? Do you think that squirrel was on the same timeline as you? Like, that's maybe big enough. No, I'm going to give it another day.
I think so. It's too big for a squirrel. The squirrel is having trouble even holding it.
I would have tried to catch that squirrel.
I did. Like I could. Like we caught eyes outside of the. Well, he was outside. I was inside. But I could see him through the door, and he gave me a look like, "Who? Who's
no,
this?"
That was the. He was just like, "I did." Like, that's the look of.
Did I
like,
do that?
No, he knew exactly what he was doing.
Well, anyway, I was so mad, I threw out the rest of the plant. So
you didn't throw it out. You just took it down and threw it into my room.
I said he was a dirt bag for a dirt bag.
Yeah, that's true, Tom.
Yeah,
squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
If I swear to God, if I put any time into gardening and I caught a squirrel messing with my garden,
mm-hmm.
I would lose my goddamn mind. This is why I could never be. I would get irrationally angry at these squirrels.
Yeah, I mean, well, there's really, I don't think there's much way to keep the squirrels out.
Cayenne pepper, mm-hmm. red pepper flakes.
Cayenne pepper.
Yeah, exactly. The other thing is catch the squirrels and make an example of one. Did I ever tell you about the time I caught a squirrel?
Is this recently?
No, we were children. We saw a squirrel.
Oh, is this going to have a horrible ending like the times you've caught birds?
No, this is that's Tom, that's for premium subscribers only.
Sick bastard.
That wasn't me. this me and our friends Jimmy and Jeff were walking around when we were like 8 years old, and we saw a squirrel limping around, and we're like, oh man, that squirrel, somebody's got to take that squirrel to the vet and like get him checked out. I don't know why we didn't just like not want to do that. Like it wasn't in any of our yards or anything. It was just like
if you brought a squirrel to the vet, they'd be like, oh, what is? Why'd you bring this?
Yeah, well, guess what we did? One of us ran home while the other two watched and made sure, like, followed the squirrel wherever it went.
Right.
And then came back with, like, a paper bag, like a grocery bag.
Mm-hmm.
And we somehow coaxed the squirrel into the grocery bag.
Dumb squirrel.
As soon as we picked up the bag, the squirrel started freaking out. It was like, oh, shit, why did I get in this bag? What was I thinking? So we're just carrying around this grocery bag that like this squirrel is going wild and just like banging against trying to run out. And so like we're trying to
claw through probably.
So we walk to Jimmy's house and walk in the front door with this bag.
He's brought it in the house.
Yeah, because it was in a bag. What was gonna happen? It was in this furiously like.
It was in a paper bag. How could it possibly?
I think it
might
have been double bagged. So it was going nuts, and we're like Jimmy's mom, and we were like, hey, you have to take us to the vet, and she's like. What happened? Because they had like cats and stuff, and Jimmy was like, "Oh, we caught this squirrel," and like she's like, "There's a squirrel in that bag," and like we opened it up. She's like, "Close the bag," and we brought the squirrel out onto the deck, and the squirrel ran away, and never bring a squirrel into a suburban home
or any
Your
home,
mom
probably
will freak out.
Even a country home.
Yeah, country homes.
even. That's
long story short, that squirrel probably...
probably alive today because of your actions.
No, probably not.
So what, you guys just let it out?
Yeah, we got yelled at
pretty
bad.
Just limp
like,
away?
Like, I remember, like,
thanks for nothing, fellas.
Yeah, we all got in trouble. We were just trying to do the right thing. I remember, like, we all got sent home. I think my parents yelled at me about it.
Uh-huh.
It's like, hey, settle down. I was trying to save a life here.
Yeah. Well, and you never did the right thing again.
No. Now I kill squirrels.
I should have hung out.
You should have called me when that squirrel took your. Yeah. I would have punished him good.
Temporarily.
Now
put
now
him in a bag.
Now I break their legs instead of trying to save them when they have broken legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's probably a whole generation of kids trying to save squirrels that you've injured.
Yeah.
I should have hung out with you guys when I was a kid. I was always trying to catch animals. I was always trying to catch birds and squirrels. And
yeah, well.
You're the only one who's been successful at it that I've heard.
Catching the bird was the worst experience of my life. That didn't go as planned. And the person I was catching the bird with claimed he had done it before. And that was obviously not true. And it ended in heartbreak for everybody.
Well, not for everybody, mostly just the squirrel, mostly just the seagull.
Yeah, and maybe the guy that, well, no, because it traumatizes me. But like, the guy that I caught that bird with, Tom, like, that's the classic, like, you know, serial killers, like, try to torture animals when they're kids. Like, I was going to go home after we caught that bird. Mm-hmm. This guy, for the uninitiated listener, when I was a child, I was in like fourth grade. So what does that make me, like 8 years old or something?
No, like 10.
All right. 8 years old. He was like, "You want to catch a bird so we can play with it?" And I was like, yeah.
That sounds all right.
And
I mean, I was playing with this Nintendo, but sure, bird sounds better than a Nintendo.
Well, I thought maybe like we could teach it. Like, cause
teach it to what, talk?
No, I thought maybe we could teach it to deliver messages between our houses or something.
You can't teach a seagull. You're going to have a messenger seagull?
Tell that to a goddamn 8-year-old, man. I was like, oh, this isn't the right breed of bird. Shut up.
Yeah. I'm glad I wasn't there to.
Yeah, I know. In his mind, like he was like, "I'll get Tim to like help me catch this bird," and then when Tim goes home, this bird's in for it. But, my intentions were pure. I just wanted to have a messenger bird, or like have something to be like. Flies, and then like, come back, you know, like one of those things. You take that act on the road.
One of those things. You just want another outdoor pest to take to the vet.
Yeah, I did. I wanted to look like a hero at the vet's office.
Yeah, a vet wouldn't have, man, if both of those things had worked out and you got a reputation at the vet's office, like, this guy keeps bringing in, you know, dirty, gross animals and claiming he's saving them.
Yeah. Well, anyway, neither of those worked out.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not talking about birds and squirrels, Tom. We're talking about
gardening. Yeah.
So hit me up with some gardening tips.
I don't know if I have too many tips.
No.
Just, you know, keep your garden clean.
Garden, by definition, can be pretty dirty, Tom.
It's true.
It's It's a lot of dirt in there.
It's done right. I was reading actually a thing yesterday in Vice about...
and that's some sort of drugs
magazine? It's a drugs magazine.
Okay.
About this guy's garden in prison. He had a secret prison garden.
I say, warden, let him have a garden.
Warden, give these men what they want. He had a secret prison garden, which sounded pretty crazy. And these guys got the best prison jobs, which was landscapers.
Ah, well, it seems like it's not that secret if they were landscapers by trade.
But they had a guard that would have to follow them. They weren't landscapers by trade. They were just prison landscapers.
Yeah, but that's what they did.
Yeah. But I don't know.
That was their job.
Yeah, but I don't know if you could really call it a trade.
Well, they were trading it for...
I don't think they got paid.
You have to do work in prison? Oh, that's like a big thing, right? Like,
yeah.
It's like a...
Depends on the state.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy.
But these guys were happy to do it because they actually like got a little more freedom than everybody else because they got to like walk around the
like
whole...
This. Fresh air.
Yeah, breathe in the fresh air.
Yeah.
But then they...
Maybe catch a squirrel or two.
If they were lucky.
Maybe catch a bird. Uh-huh. And send messages to your loved ones on the outside.
Right, because there's no way to get a message out of prison otherwise.
Well, I mean, otherwise you got to pay like $17 for a phone call.
That's true. Yeah. They're having big problems lately in prisons with people using drones to smuggle drugs and cell phones and stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I don't know, most drones are pretty loud. I would think a guard would hear a drone going like...
Well, not if you stage a prison riot at the right time.
That's true.
You light a mattress on fire at the right. It's just
they make those mattresses very hard to light nowadays.
I would imagine.
Well, I know because we had prison mattresses in college.
What?
They were the same model and everything, like the mattresses, and they were fireproof. They were insane.
But did you try to? Maybe it just says fireproof.
I know.
So nobody.
No,
tries.
People did try to. Because we would have to like catalog. The beds.
Oh, you were a narc. An RA.
At the beginning and end of the year, and sometimes they'd be like, oh, somebody held a lighter to this bed for a
Maybe
while.
Maybe they were just like, freebasing.
Hey, what they do on their own time is not my concern. I'm just the RA.
What they do in the dorms, whatever illicit activities they do on the floors.
I'm not there to tell them. Oh, especially not on if it wasn't my floor.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want.
So gardening. Oh, wait, hold on.
Prison
so prisoners, yeah.
Well, they would get strip searched afterwards, though. I guess probably.
That sounds like a bad job.
I think probably because I would imagine they were worried that they would take some landscaping gear in with them. You know, like get a blade off of something or whatever.
There was a brief time where when I worked at the butcher shop, they had to
strip search.
Yeah.
Everyone, oh, wow.
Yeah, this one guy was smuggling out pork chops in his butt.
This episode of The Complete Guide to Everything is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tim, you ever have something you really need to get off your chest?
Constantly, Tom.
Constantly? You're just walking around. You want to tell people you hate them or you love them or you know where the treasure is buried.
Interesting, you went negative first, but yeah, no, there's a lot of things.
Love, second. And then the treasure. That's also
the treasure is the wild card.
It could be good or it could be bad. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. As everybody knows, we're big proponents of therapy on this podcast.
Love it.
We think it's something anyone can benefit from. It's not just people who've been through traumatic experiences or going through a rough patch. Even if you're doing good, maybe you can do better. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/completeguide today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/completeguide.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So anyway, Tim, they would strip search the prisoners, but then they had to use a different entrance, so they ain't strip search them anymore. So then these guys could start smuggling in
Why mention the strip search?
Because, like, they couldn't bring anything in for a while, so they would just have to, like, eat what they grew outside.
Right.
But it was actually kind of like a heart touching story. Is that heart touching?
No. A touching story.
Yeah, it wasn't heartbreaking. It was heart touching.
Heartening?
No. Heart
massaging? No, you massage a heart, that thing can go.
You massage a heart because, so, you know, a person's dead, maybe.
They have a cramp.
or just the heart has a cramp. They would smuggle some of it in to, like, these, you know, guys who have been in prison their entire lives and had not had, like, you know, a carrot in decades.
That's kind of like a real bummer.
Yeah.
That you can't get, like, fresh food. Like, you're just eating garbage.
Oh, yeah. It's the, you know, the cheapest food they can get. They would even smuggle in watermelons, but they would have to do it by slicing them deli thin.
Well, then who wants to eat that?
Yeah. Here's
why wouldn't they just pretend to be a pregnant lady, Tom? Or a guy with a really big butt.
Yeah. Or just a guy that had a really big lunch.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I really went to town on that prison food today.
Two bologna sandwiches.
I feel like if I was like a 80-year-old man who'd been like I've been in prison since since I was 18 or whatever. I've never left. If somebody was like, "Hey, old timer, I got a treat for you. It's a deli thin slice of watermelon that I snuck in my pants for you." They're like, "Oh, thank you." Or, "Are you gonna eat it?" "No, not now. I'm gonna save it
for later." Yeah. It's gonna be. I figured out how you can smuggle in a watermelon, and I'm surprised these guys haven't thought of it. Every day. Mm-hmm. You walk around the prison.
Yeah.
With roll up like a pillowcase or something. And then a week later, like something a little smaller, put it under your shirt. And just be like, "Man, I'm really gaining weight here in this prison." And finally, like, you have this big belly and you got like a pillow in there or something that's really rolled up and wrapped up in a bed sheet.
Uh-huh.
And as you're walking out to do your landscaping job, you ditch that, replace it with a watermelon.
Yeah, but
last
then
time
you
the
know
warden saw you, he's seen you gain weight over the past few months. He knows.
They pat you down. So they would not only find the watermelon, they'd also find the pillow under the...
The pillow you'd have to bury out in the...
I'm saying no, they would find the pillow when you were building up to the idea that you're gaining
weight.
When
are they patting you down?
They pat you down on the way in to make sure you're not bringing anything. When do they pat you down in the prison?
I don't know. I feel like they got their eye on you all the time.
I feel like they pat you down once when you came in. That should be enough.
Yeah.
If they're running the prison right, it should be.
It's true.
I mean, then you'd be without a pillow and a blanket.
A small price to pay for an intact watermelon.
That's true. But it always fascinates me, the idea of gardens in places where they shouldn't be.
Okay, like rooftop gardens?
Yeah, I like rooftop gardens. I like the idea of it. I don't really like, that's like a big thing in New York City nowadays. Like, yeah. Oh, we have a rooftop garden.
The Whole Foods does it.
Yeah. So what is it? It's like the produce they grow on the roof, then they sell downstairs.
Yeah, they just throw it down a laundry chute.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That would be amazing, though. Imagine they set it up so that, like, where they grow the lettuce mm-hmm. is right on top of where they keep the lettuce. Yeah. And so, like, you're just looking through, and then all of a sudden, like, four heads of lettuce come crashing down from the ceiling.
I mean, probably not too good if you want to not bruise the produce.
You can't bruise lettuce, Tom.
I mean, you can't bruise it, but you can, like, knock leaves off of it.
Yeah, all right. Then you put it in a net and you lower it down. That's still pretty cute.
Or a dumbwaiter.
Yeah. Oh. Dumbwaiters at every, or the entire store is just dumbwaiters.
But multiple dumbwaiters all over the place.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Dumbwaiters like you've never seen before.
So there's like there are restaurants that have rooftop gardens, and then they're like, oh, we have our stuff.
Yeah.
And like, it's cool that it's, you know, it's very local and it's going to be
hyper local. Like my news.
Yeah. It's going to be hyper fresh because it's right from upstairs. But my thing is, New York City is all polluted.
I mean, it is and it isn't. Like, what do you mean it's all polluted?
Like the air. I don't want my vegetables in this air.
But you're breathing this air all the time.
That's what you would think.
Oh, no. Oh. Elaborate on that.
I hold my breath a lot, Tim. Ah. I only breathe half as much as a regular man.
Well, and then when you, like, go upstate or something, you're...
I'm hyperventilating constantly.
That's smart. That's a smart move.
Now, I don't know. Something just always skeeves me out about, like, these vegetables were grown in Manhattan.
Yeah, but the thing is, like... You spend your time here, like the air
and
water
either.
The air and water that you're putting into you, you don't want put into your food.
Yeah, it's bad enough as it is.
So
the food's where I get a little.
So instead,
reprieve.
You'll eat Hot Pockets.
Yeah, they're as long as they're not local. Yeah, these Hot Pockets, they're not local, right?
It always amazes me when I hear of like manufacturing done in New York City or like food. Manufacturing in New York City, not least of all because it's like can't do it anywhere for cheaper. You're gonna pay these rates to like I used to like live across the street from what until very recently was a poultry slaughterhouse. It's like it was in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, like the most up and coming neighborhood, like you know, they're like
few blocks from Williamsburg, like one of the most expensive neighborhoods.
And it's just like, this can't be the cheapest place to own and operate a slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
It's weird that I lived across the street from that, too.
Maybe that's why I became a vegetarian, all the horrors.
Yeah, I'd always wake up with feathers in my teeth. You ever eat ducks, Tom?
Multiple ducks?
I don't know. You eat, you know, they cut up ducks and cook them.
Yeah,
they
take
the feathers off.
Uh huh.
You ever eat that?
I've maybe tried duck like once or twice. I don't like it though.
What does it taste like? Chicken?
Yeah, it's like greasier. It's like a greasier.
You
chicken.
Don't like a greasier chicken?
No.
Wow.
Because grease isn't something I like about chicken.
Yeah, everything you eat is greasy.
No. Not everything I eat is greasy, not
do you
the
like,
ducks.
Do you like fried or baked chicken more?
It depends.
Because fried has more grease.
Yeah, of course. But I like baked chicken a lot. I like grilled chicken maybe the best.
Grilled, that's what I was thinking of when I said baked.
Yeah. Why are you talking about ducks? Did they have ducks at this place too?
No, I think
you
like,
don't know. It was poultry. It wasn't just chicken. They could have had ducks in there.
That's true.
Maybe some pheasants.
Ducks.
Did
I
you
think,
ever hear any quacks coming out of there, or just cockadoodledoos?
Mostly just cockadoodledoos and pakaw. I think ducks kind of straddle the line, like how people are like, you can't eat a horse, or like you can't eat a dog. Right? Like
how
where
people are like, yeah, you can't eat a
no,
horse.
No, how like here in America.
Tim, it's
right?
Just a turn of phrase to say you're as hungry as a horse.
No, but like here in America where it's horse meat isn't a thing. I feel like ducks are like revered, like some of our favorite characters are ducks.
Yeah,
two of them. Even though they're, what is it? Like, ducks are supposed to be like elegant creatures, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then both Daffy and Donald are like ill-tempered, like hotheads.
That's a lot more true to ducks in my experience than the idea that a duck is elegant.
Yeah, but like also you see like these wooden carvings of ducks where they're like, ooh.
Well, were they were they supposed to do?
You know these wooden carvings
I
speak
of? Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. Were they supposed to do them? Have a wooden carving of a duck like angry? Like,
yeah, true to life.
Mid trying to get you to get away from it?
Do people eat goose?
Yeah. Your goose is cooked.
Yeah, I'd like to wring a goose's neck.
Why?
I hate geese. I've gotten menaced by so many geese, Tom.
Tim, ever since you become a vegetarian, you have a lot of fantasy.
I don't actually want to do
of
anything.
Personal violence against.
Just ones that have personally wronged me. Like a goose, like, menaced me as I tried to walk for 15 minutes to walk to my car in a parking lot. This goose was pecking at me, squawking at me. Get out of here, goose.
Yeah, I'll wring your goddamn neck.
He makes it really easy with that long neck.
Yeah, you're still going to have to get the goose by the top of the neck, though, or else it's going to crane that neck around and bite you.
That's true. But, look, I don't want to murder a goose, but I want to...
Watch one die.
No, I just want to stop them from menacing people just trying to get to their cars. I'd like to come to an agree. I'd like to sit down with the leader of the geese and come to an agreement so they won't menace people while they go to the car.
It's another example of your animal heroics. What I was going
to
say.
I just want to bring this goose to the vet.
What I was going to say. Come into a vet's office with your. holding a goose by the neck. This goose is sick.
A squirrel in a shopping bag, wilded out.
I have some sick animals that need help.
One-legged bird on my shoulder.
No, I was going to say when we were talking about places, unconventional gardens, it always fascinates me. And I know of a case of this happening with, like, people we kind of knew in high school. People that grow marijuana, like, in the woods.
Ah.
Or, like, the side of the road. Which is always crazy to me because, like, marijuana is, like, famously difficult to grow. Like,
is it?
Well, I mean, or at least you always see, you
Stoners
know.
Stoners can do it.
Yeah, but you always see on TV and stuff, it's like you said, the hydroponics or like huge lamps and like just a lot of stuff. And then you hear about like, oh, yeah, but then there was a guy who he just planted some seeds on the side of the highway and just knew the mile marker and he would walk 10 feet into the woods and go get it.
There was a guy who was doing landscaping at my parents' house who claimed to me one time at a party. I don't know why I saw him at a party.
It was a landscaping party.
Yeah, it was a landscapers convention. Was it?
Were any prison landscapers there?
No, this was held on the outside. And he's like, hey, I planted marijuana at your parents' house. And I was like, is that a joke?
Did you think at first he meant like I planted evidence?
yeah, I thought he was gonna be like, play your cards right, or otherwise your dad's going to jail.
I planted a gun in your dad's drawer.
So I think he was kidding.
Uh huh.
Because I think I saw him and I was like, hey, I know you. You do my parents' landscaping, and I think that was like a shitty thing to say to somebody at a party, right?
Well, it was like outside of everything. Like it wasn't a party at your parents' house.
No. It was like
we would never hire the landscaper. We would never invite them.
Yeah, and I want this makes us sound like he's a guy that like comes in like he owns a
landscaping company.
Yeah. It's not like you know. Mm-hmm. He's a good guy. I think he was kidding with me. But I looked.
It's a little landscaping here.
And I looked, and I didn't find any.
How big is the garden?
Not very. We don't have a look. We have a modest plot.
Working class garden.
Yeah, blue collar garden.
So wait, you asked them about it again later?
No, I went and looked.
Oh,
and I didn't find anything.
Yeah, he might have planted it. It might not have grown. Like I said, I think it's difficult to grow. But then some people just grow it on the side of the road.
It's true. What a world.
I think that's what I heard. That it was like, oh no, this happens all the time. At least like where we're from. There's always stories of like, oh, yeah, state troopers found like, a bunch of marijuana growing wild.
Right.
Going wild.
Like college girls.
Yeah. So I always just think that secret gardens are interesting. I guess animals don't eat weed.
I don't know. They get effed up, man.
But like you can't.
Yo, I saw a bear toking up.
You can't.
Is that what people say? Is that how people talk?
Yep. But, like, you can't, I can't go grow some secret strawberries somewhere.
Oh, why not? Oh, because squirrels will take
squirrels
them.
Squirrels will eat them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Because I always think about that, because, like, in my neighborhood.
Not if you make an example of one squirrel.
Leave them crucified up for the rest of the sea.
Yeah, with the strawberry shoved in his mouth.
No, because there's like a ton of vacant lots near me, and I always think like, it'd be nice if I could grow some vegetables in there.
Yeah, but those are like Superfund sites.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because it's like, oh, we can't even put a building there because the land's too toxic.
Yeah. Yeah.
100 years ago, well, there's that one Superfund site in Greenpoint where it's like, they can't put anything here. In the 20s, they dumped a bunch of ink that they used to print money in the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, and back then, the ink was all lead. It's like, what were they doing printing money here? And why were they dumping out all the ink? Put the ink on the money, idiots. You got left over. Guess
make
what?
More
you'll need
money.
To make more money.
Yeah. Make smaller denominations.
Yeah.
I do some gardening now, Tom.
Oh.
Hydroponically.
Oh.
But not pot, because I can't smoke drugs, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm a classic wuss. I bought one of these things.
You were famously in Amsterdam and didn't even give
it
to
them. I went to Amsterdam and I didn't even smoke drugs
there.
I
didn't even go to any of the head shops.
I didn't.
Yeah.
People are making fun of me about that. Yeah. Shut up. Sorry, I'm not a drugs person. I like to have my own fun and drink alcohol to a problematic level.
In excess.
Yeah. We bought this thing where you can grow herbs.
Oh.
What is it called?
Aero Garden.
Yes, exactly. And it's made by like Philips or something, the like electronics company.
Really?
Or like, yeah. You buy pods from them at exorbitant, like you buy a pod that like you put in a thing and it's just a tank of water, and the pod has like some dirt and the seeds, but like you buy a little pod of cilantro and that costs like
$14
and like you get a sprig of cilantro that would cost you 30 cents. Yeah, exactly.
Cilantro.
not even 15 cents, but you know, it's got like 12 slots for pods, and then over it has this LED lighting thing, right, that lights it up, and it's like, great, we'll do this, we'll put it in the kitchen, that's great. What we didn't count on is that it is the brightest thing in the world.
Yeah,
and this light is on like 15 hours a day.
It's simulating the sun.
Yeah. So we have this thing, like originally we were like, well, we don't have counter space in the kitchen really for it. Let's see if we could put it like somewhere in the living room, like around, you know, like in a
corner. Why didn't you
put
it in your grow room?
Tom, that's just for tomatoes. It lights up the whole apartment. So we had to put it in a cabinet. And then we always forget that things are growing in there. And by the time we open up the cabinet, it's all dead.
Oh, it's dead.
Yeah,
It's not like a jar of peanut brittle where a bunch of snakes pop out.
I wish.
Wait, how does it die in there? I thought the whole thing's self-contained and takes care of itself.
I think it runs out of water is what
you
happens.
You think or it does?
I don't actually check it. My girlfriend checks it.
I mean, I'm sure it will run out of water. So does anybody refill it?
No, because we forget about it, because it's in the thing.
Well, that's why they make it so bright, so you don't forget about it.
Yeah, but then it takes over your life. There has to be a middle ground, Phillips.
Why is it a big deal if your kitchen's always bright?
Because it is so bright, Tom. It is like it was out on the counter for like 2 days, because we were like, what's the big deal if the kitchen's always bright?
Yeah.
And then you walk in the front door, and you're just like, retina's like, it was damaging our eyes just having that in our home.
Small price to pay for 30 cents of cilantro.
Yeah. Now we grow wildflowers in it. You can buy wildflower pods. They turned out all right. It was a waste of
$900. $900?
It's very expensive.
What do you do with the wildflowers? Eat them?
Yeah. You'd sprinkle them on any meal, my muesli.
Did you have to use anything like Miracle-Gro?
No, but I mean, that's all in the pods in the that pod. They sell you. Yeah.
Miracle-Gro is a very strange thing, huh?
Yeah, what is that? That's just all the nutrients that you're supposed to get from fertilizer.
Yeah, but it's like
chemical. Yeah.
And it works, apparently, like a goddamn
a
charm.
Miracle, yeah.
But people also say it makes the food taste weird.
Yeah, and probably is the reason why rates of certain diseases have skyrocketed since we started growing all our food that way.
Well, says a man who's trying to grow cilantro in a cabinet.
Yeah, but I'm failing, Tom.
You can also, one of the things you're missing out on by doing it your way is you don't get to wear Crocs while you're gardening.
That's true. Is that, you looked at your notes.
I looked at my notes because I had that Crocs are also something you wear while gardening.
I wish Crocs weren't so stigmatized.
Mm.
I got no problem with Crocs.
Yeah.
We're talking about crocodiles?
Crocodiles. Oh, I have tons of problems with crocodiles.
Why?
What
has a crocodile
dangerous.
Ever done to anybody?
That one chased me that one time.
Wait. You got chased by a crocodile?
Yeah, in the woods.
When and where?
In North Carolina, when I was running through, I would go out for runs in, it was way...
Wait, you were running?
Yeah. I mean, this is a long time ago. But
so many unbelievable... This is as believable as your Olympic medal story. You tried to make me believe in a dream.
It was too hot to run during the day. It was, freaking August in North Carolina. So you'd have to wait, but you don't want to run in the dark because it's also North Carolina. So, at night, it's, real night. It's super dark. So I go running in, the evening before it got dark or late afternoon. And I was running through the golf course, and then one night it got dark very quickly, and I got lost. And there are alligators all around there.
Gators. Oh, you said it was a crocodile.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was an alligator.
Alligators have done a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Crocodiles.
And then this alligator chased me for a little bit.
Did you get away?
Yeah. No, I didn't. I died. I'm a ghost now. Yeah, I got away.
Cool. You want to solve a problem?
Yes.
Tim and Tom solve your problems with me, Tim.
And me, Tom.
We're going to solve some problems. If you have a problem you'd like us to solve, email us at thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. One more time, that's thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. Get your problem answered for free by emailing us at thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. Tom?
We'll use our green thumbs to give you some good advice. When I was a kid, my grandparents, I guess they had like a lawn service or whatever,
uh-huh.
And they had a thing like a postcard from them on their fridge. You remember weird things sometimes,
mm-hmm.
And it was just a literal man with a green thumb, and it fascinated me. I was like, "What does that mean?" They're like, "Oh, it means you have a green thumb. You're good at gardening." I'm like, "So the guy gardens so much, his thumb turned green?"
Yeah, I never understood the origin of green thumb either, but it kind of makes sense.
You barely even use your thumbs when you're gardening.
Sometimes you make the hole by pushing your thumb in. Yeah, we didn't really talk much about gardening, if we're being honest. This problem comes from Dave.
I guarantee you we talk more about prison gardening than any podcast out there.
Yeah,
this
except
week.
Maybe one of the Vice podcasts.
Right.
Dear Tim and Tom, with Dave, Tom. For years now, both my partner and daughter have been asking if we can get a dog. I never wanted a dog. I have no interest in them at all. F you, Dave. But due to us moving to a new house, and if I'm honest, me not having any ideas for what to get my partner for her birthday a few months ago, I went out and bought Harry the Shih Tzu.
Shitty Harry.
This was after both of them eagerly promised that they would walk him, clean him, feed him, and tidy up after him, and that I wouldn't have to have anything to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
You can see where this is going.
Yeah.
As predicted, this lasted all of a fortnight. That's 6 weeks, Tom. And it is now me who seems to have taken over the day-to-day care of the fluffy little bastard. 2 weeks is all it took?
Yeah, it's not long at all.
Your dog's licking me. As annoying as this is, I use the opportunity to get out of the house for some much-needed alone time. This guy's life. Hold on, we'll give you advice in a minute. The walk does me good, and seeing as I have a stressful job and get little peace at home, it gives me a chance to clear my head. At least in theory it does.
I have a stressful job, and I'm an emergency vet.
See, the problem is I can't make it more than a few minutes out the door without someone stopping me to tell me how cute the dog is. Then comes the same series of questions I hear time and time again. What kind of dog is it? How old is he? Is he well-behaved? Then I walk a little further to be stopped and ask the same goddamn questions. This is repeated continuously until I get back into the house. I've tried walking past people, pointing at my earphones, or even blanking them entirely, but no amount of rudeness will deter a dog lover. They will pass me altogether and just go straight for the dog, grabbing a hold of him and then looking up at me, staring until I engage with them.
I'm laughing because as you read this, my dog's going through your backpack.
Damn it, Ginger. I'm fed up of repeatedly answering the same mundane questions and standing around for long periods of time, waiting for people to switch on that I'm not interested in talking about a dog I have little to no emotional connection with. I thought about getting cards made with all the dog's details and just handing them to people they approach. It was a great idea. But that wouldn't stop them
from... This guy realizes that the people walking near his home are his neighbors.
But that wouldn't stop them from assuming that they can just accost my dog at their leisure. Don't get me wrong. If I was a single man, I would be in my element. Ooh, it's a real perv. Having a dog really is a fantastic way to meet women. This guy wrote a freaking tome about this. But sadly, even this has caused me a load of grief. On a recent shopping trip, I got fed up of trawling around clothes shops, so I took myself off to the pub for a sly pint. I assume this has something with the dog at some point. This was cleared by the wife as long as I took the dog with me, so off I went. As I sat there enjoying myself, an attractive young woman came and sat opposite me and started talking about the dog. It was at this point my wife walked in and instantly assumed I was up to no good. So my question is this. How do I stop people coming near me when I'm out with the dog? Do you have the same issues when you're out and about, Tom, or is it just me? At this point, any suggestions will be welcome. Just so you're aware, I'm not averse to using physical force. We don't.
Right.
He wrote Dave was his name.
Dave was his name. And Dave, what's his name? Oh,
Tom.
Yeah.
Do you have this problem with Ginger?
You know what? Maybe it's because it's New York. People don't have everybody's in a hurry all the time.
Hot town, summer in the city,
back of my neck getting burning gritty. People comment, but do not stop usually.
Yeah.
So I'll get, like, as I'm walking her, like, oh, cute dog. Oh, it's a cute dog. And then they'll just keep going.
Well, that's
good. Which I'm 100% fine with. I only get questions from other dog people, like other people walking their dogs, I always feel weird about because I don't care. Like, I'll answer any questions about her. But I always think, like, I'm not asking them any questions about their dog. But the reason is I don't care.
Yeah, what do you care about exactly. The behavior? Like, I'll love a dog. Like, I'll pet a dog.
Yeah.
I'll, like, go, when I see a cute dog on the street or whatever. But I'm not going to be like, tell me more about this dog. How long have you had him? Who cares about this? The details of this dog's personal life?
Well, that's what, like. They'll be like, oh, what's her name? What breed is she? How old is she? How long have you had her? Where is she from? And I don't really care. I'll answer those questions, but I'm sitting there and I'm always like, oh, I'm being rude in the conversation. I should ask them. But I'm like, I don't want to. How old's that dog? Like, I don't care. What's that dog's name? I might want to call it by name sometime.
No.
Usually. At this point, like, that dog and Ginger are sniffing each other or playing or whatever. And that, to me, I'm always like, hey, you know what? This is what it's all about. It's these two guys getting to know each other better. Not me getting to know your dog and your dog getting to know me, getting to know you. Whatever. You get it.
Yeah.
So that's all. As far as, like, picking up women, I've never picked up a woman while walking my dog.
Well, you also walk your dog. You wear a tuxedo and you walk your dog in a wedding dress. So everybody
assumes
that you guys are together.
It's a confusing visual.
Yeah.
But I do it, Tim, in the hopes that a woman's going to think, oh, but they probably haven't gotten to the, if anyone has any objections.
Yeah.
And then, maybe
a woman will just run up and yell, I object. Yeah. Look at this man.
Yeah. This man's too attractive to marry a beast.
My thing with Dave here
is,
hey, Dave.
He should have had some idea.
Where do you live that this happens all the time? And like.
But nobody recognizes you.
Yeah, that people like ask the same question all the time. Like, he lives in a house, so it's not like he lives in a big city. Like, how long are you taking this dog for a walk? Like, where are you taking it? Like, if you take it in the same place at the same time, pretty much every day, you're only gonna encounter the same people.
Oh,
so
yeah,
once
no,
you answer
I was
these
gonna...
questions, like you can.
I was going to say that's actually like one of the things that I like about having the dog is that because of the dog, I know a few of my dog owning neighbors just because we run into each other so often. And like, so then that is a person that like, you know, if I come home and like there's cop cars on the corner and I see a guy I know that walks his dog and be like, hey, man, what's going on over here? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so I have like that kind of relationship with people.
Same as always. Assault and battery.
Same as always, a dog robbed a liquor store. So that's...
So here's what you do. Answer the questions. And just, like, keep to the routes where you'll see the same people so that you won't have to get it. Number two, if you don't want to do that, you're not going rude enough. By, like, being curt or, like, by, like,
some people are oblivious. Like, I mean, I've told you about the handyman that always wants to cook and eat Ginger.
Yeah.
Which is...
she's whimpering now.
Yeah, because she isn't, like, the man that wants to cook and eat her.
Yeah. So you need to make... If you're going to go rude, you need to go full force with it. Like, somebody's like, oh, what a cute dog. What's his name? Oh, that dog's name is Go Fuck Yourself.
Wow.
Right? Like something like that?
What a rude dog name.
I'm trying to calm down your dog now. But the thing is, if you can use this dog to pick up chicks, here's what you got to do. You won't have to walk this dog that much if you just engineer a couple more times for your wife walking into you, walking into
That's
a situation
true.
Where a woman is flirting with you. Because of the dog.
Or you're just talking, or kissing.
Just be holding the dog while you cheat on your wife, and she'll be like, that's it. I'm walking the dog from now on. And then convince your daughter to go on the walk with her when they take the dog out for a walk. Come here, then.
She knows it's dog talk, and she has something to say, I think. That's what it is. She has some input.
Yeah, so just kiss another woman while holding the dog your dog,
all your problems will be taken care of. worst case scenario, your wife leaves you, but now you got a new girlfriend who presumably would love to walk a dog.
I think the wife and daughter would take the dog.
Even better.
But it sounds like this guy's a little tired of his current life.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't
like
the dog.
Sounds
like
he could use
a
fresh start.
If you don't like your dog, but the best part of your day is walking your dog, even though you hate when people come up and talk to you about the dog, maybe it's time to reevaluate the other parts of your life. Yeah. And that just made it so that Dave's wife, Dave, can now not say, like, hey, honey, these idiots that I said the thing, my dumb problem to on the internet,
yeah,
it's weighing in on my problem. Oh, no, they're telling me I should leave my life.
So, wait, what is this preventing him from doing?
Playing it for his wife.
Why do you care?
I want Dave to be happy.
But the last thing you want is for his wife to hear any of this.
Yeah, I'm just thinking maybe Dave just gets into a car and drives and drives and drives till he finds
going.
A new life. Yeah. Just drive till the gas runs out, till the tank runs out, and then see where you're at.
If you like the show, you can go to tcgt.com to find out more. You can check out our Reddit, tcgt.com, tcgt.reddit.com. Facebook.com/complete guide. You can follow us on
Doug
Twitter.
Doug is licking the hell out of my leg, and it's uncomfortable.
At Complete Guide, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your pal, too.
And if you want to support the show, you can support our sponsors. You can also check out our Amazon at tcgt.com/Amazon. You can do your normal Amazon shopping, but make sure that me and Tebow here get a little piece of it. You can also check out our Patreon at tcgt.com/pledge. Where you get fun bonus things like Fast Food Friday, which we're a week or two behind on, so we put out.
We've made good on them. We're gonna put them out.
By the time you've heard this, they're out. New ones.
We won't be talking about this, but I forgot all about crinkle cut fries.
Crinkle kick. What about them? That has nothing to do with gardening. You can't grow those. That's not how the potatoes grow.
Oh, imagine. One day in our lifetime, we'll be able to grow food.
French fries.
Yeah, exactly. In other forms.
I mean, they do that with some stuff already.
Well, maybe crinkle cut fries and you're just not privy to it yet.
You could probably, if you took a baby, potatoes grow underground. That's the biggest problem. That's the biggest hindrance. I was going to say, if you could get a baby potato and put it inside like a waffle iron, it would grow into that shape.
It's true. Ginger, you got to stop. You got to stop whining.
All right, we'll see you next week.
I don't want to have to take you to the vet like I did with that squirrel and the bird and the goose.
All right, get in the paper bag, Ginger.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.